Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's DOCRICK at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. Let's be more proactive with our health. Let's avoid the medications. Let's avoid the surgeries. Let's take care of ourselves and take care of our family and friends and let everybody be healthy, because that is our birthright. Now, the gentleman who's in studio with me this morning to help me cover a topic that I think is going to be important for all of us to listen to today. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that puts together the questions and does some research and helps me appreciate all the ins and outs and what's the best way to help you, the listener, understand how to take better care of yourself with the information that we give to you every week. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. And as we do each week, we cover topics related to people's health. And now that we've entered into the heart of the summer, I wanted to talk to you today about a gland that has great impact on people's own temperature, the warmth that you feel in your body or whether you feel cold. And that happens to be the thyroid. So let's begin with just the basics. Where is your thyroid gland and what exactly does it do?
Well, your thyroid sits right in the middle of your throat. If you're a man and you have an Adam's apple, right, it basically surrounds the Adam's apple. If you're a woman, you don't have an Adam's apple, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And yeah, it's right in the middle of your neck, right where the throat would be considered. If you're going to choke somebody, you're going to be putting pressure on that thyroid gland. And what does the thyroid do? It helps to regulate a lot of different systems within the body. It's primarily in charge of your metabolism and the rate at which your body runs, whether it's too hot or too cold.
Mm-hmm. Now, I read that the thyroid is really the master gland or the master hormone. Does it really control everything in your body?
Well, not everything, but it does affect the rate of use of energy sources, protein synthesis, and controls the body's sensitivity to other hormones. And the thyroid also produces a hormone called calcitonin, which plays a role in calcium homeostasis.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thyroid hormone, it is vital, as you said, to the metabolic health. Doesn't basically everything about being alive have something to do with your hormones?
Yes, your hormones affect how the organs function, and the organs allow for the body to actually function overall. So your hormones are key, and the thyroid is central to that process. The master hormone regulator is the hypothalamus, which controls the pituitary. And then the pituitary is considered like a second brain, if you will, and that downregulates to your thyroid, to your adrenals, and to your reproductive organs. So the thyroid is involved in a lot of different things for how the body regulates body temperature and overall metabolism.
Okay, so what are some of the things that impact the health of the thyroid?
Iodine levels in the diet. Then there's three toxic halides so prevalent in our society. There's chlorine in our waters. There's fluoride in our food and toothpaste, and there's bromide found in all flour-based products that block iodine function. So the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine block your body's ability to utilize iodine in a normal function. And then we have repressed negative emotions, things like anger and resentment, frustration, depression, people who are stubborn. This is the biggest reason for thyroid issues, because you're blocking the energy that should be flowing through that gland and keeping it from flowing the way that it should.
I see. So what are some of the other problems that can arise due to a thyroid that isn't functioning correctly?
Autoimmune issues related to the thyroid, energy issues, weight management issues, things just related to overall functioning of the body, because as the metabolic regulator, if your metabolism isn't working properly, then nothing else works properly.
Mm-hmm. So some of the things that I've heard about are like being tired, being cold all the time, hair loss, memory loss, having brittle nails, finger and toenails, your hair problems with loss of hair, leg swelling. So what are the reasons for all these different sorts of symptoms?
Well, the hormonal regulation is managed through the thyroid leads to these outcomes or symptoms, and they're based on multiple hormonal balances or imbalances, as it may be, depending upon what a person's experiencing.
Now, I've heard that there is hypothyroidism and then there's hyperthyroidism. What's the difference between those two conditions?
Well, hypo is where the thyroid is functioning at too slow a rate, and hyper is where the thyroid is doing the opposite, which is functioning at too fast a rate. And as the thyroid ages and dysfunctions, it will go hyper before it goes hypo. And medical treatment will force it to go hypo and then artificially regulate it with chemical hormones as a solution, which is not really a solution at all. But regardless of the fact, a person will go through a hyperthyroid situation before they go hypo. And like I just said, medicine's job is to totally make you, instead of getting your thyroid to go back to normal on its own, is to dysregulate it and then artificially control it with medical hormonal intervention.
But I mean, the whole purpose of the thyroid is it should be regulated. It should operate in its normal function to go up and down as according to your needs, right?
It should.
Okay. So why would your body produce too much thyroid hormone?
Well, that has to do with the energy flow through the gland itself. Things like repressed emotions like anger and frustration and emotional repression, etc. This will lead to increased energy within the gland. And since the energy is not balanced, it's not being expressed properly, this will affect how the thyroid functions.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard of this thing called Graves' disease. It's an autoimmune disease where the body's defense system attacks itself.
Yes, all autoimmune disease is where the body attacks itself, and with Graves' disease, this affects within the thyroid itself.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the conditions that people who have excessive thyroid hormone in their bodies get?
Wonderful things like weight loss, which would be good for most of the country, but healthy weight loss. But with thyroid hormones, you're going to get weight loss even if you eat the same or even more food. Eating more than usual, rapid or irregular heartbeats or pounding of your heart, anxiety, irritability, trouble sleeping, trembling in your hands and fingers, increased sweating, increased sensitivity to heat, muscle weakness, more frequent bowel movements, less frequent menstrual periods with lighter than normal menstrual flow. These are all things that can happen as a result of, you know, when you get too much thyroid hormone.
That's quite a number of things that can happen. So what are thyroid nodules?
Thyroid nodules are areas within the thyroid where the tissue collects and forms a nodule, or it can be a cyst, meaning a fluid-filled encapsulated nodule. And when somebody evaluates your thyroid with palpation or just light touch to it, then you can feel these nodules, and it's a clue that there's some sort of dysfunction going on there. And then, you know, the standard medical care will evaluate the bejesus out of it and want to slice and dice and look into it thousand ways from Sunday in an effort to make a paycheck.
Now, would you be able to treat that without going through surgery?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the surgery is so far removed from normal functioning glands. It's the last thing that anybody should ever do, whether it's surgery, whether it's radiation, whether it's, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. That's the last thing that you should do, and that's the last thing that should be offered. What should be offered is let's figure out why the thyroid is malfunctioning and address that. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be dietary related, specifically stemming around the main mineral associated with the thyroid, which is iodine.
Now, is it true that hyperthyroidism, where you have excessive thyroid hormone, can cause problems with bone density?
Yes, since the hormonal control related to calcitonin regulates calcium levels, and that's a function of the thyroid, then when you get hyperthyroidism and potentially have too much calcitonin, then that's going to affect the calcium levels and may create bone density issues.
Well, this certainly is an interesting conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about the thyroid and natural solutions to problems that people may be having.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about hyperthyroidism and when the body is producing too much thyroid hormones, etc. And Mark, I'm sure you got more questions for
Well,
me.
Yeah. So we were talking about hyperthyroidism, when the body produces too much thyroid hormone. What happens when your body doesn't produce enough?
Slow metabolism, weight gain, sensitivity to the cold, depression, among other sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. So hypothyroidism is also called an underactive thyroid, and it's often caused by Hashimoto's disease. Is that another autoimmune disease?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So one of the reasons that you can get hypothyroidism, what are those?
Repressed anger and longstanding repressed emotions related to anger, like frustration, resentment, and people who do not use their voice. People who grew up with the mentality that children are to be seen and not heard. That shuts down a person's ability to speak freely, and that blocks the energy that's ultimately going to repress how the thyroid functions. Again, it'll go hyper first, but it'll end up being hypo over time, That's really the main reason. But then there's congenital hypothyroidism, meaning that you're born with it, or people with iodine deficiency, which everyone should be checked for, will eventually develop hypothyroidism.
Now, you said that you go hyper first. Do you just exhaust the thyroid? Is that why it goes to being hypo?
That's essentially what happens with every organ or gland within the body. Things will go hyper before they go hypo. It'll basically lash out in an effort to try to overcome the deficiencies that it's associated with. Then it'll burn itself out, and then it will crash.
I mean, it sounded like some of the emotional content that you said about what would cause hyperthyroidism would be the same or similar to what causes hypothyroidism.
Exactly. It's just a question of how long it happens. So initially, like I said, you're going to have an uptick, which is going to create the hyperthyroidism. But as the stress continues to manifest and continues to stay in a person's life, which is pretty much what happens with everybody, over time, you're going to burn that gland out, and it's going to go from hyper or overactive to hypo, which is underactive.
So when it goes to hypothyroidism, what are some of the symptoms that you might associate with that?
Weight gain, even though you're not eating more food, increased sensitivity to cold, constipation, muscle weakness, joint or muscle pain, depression, fatigue, feeling very tired all the time, pale or dry skin. You may have a puffy face, a hoarse voice, excessive menstrual bleeding for women.
Mm-hmm. So there are several other problems that show up with thyroid imbalance. What is thyroiditis?
Well, anytime you have an itis condition, itis means inflammation. So thyroiditis would mean inflammation of the thyroid.
Okay, so sometimes thyroiditis starts when a woman has given birth, and that's called postpartum thyroiditis. What causes that to happen, and why do new mothers?
Hormone irregularities and repressed emotions associated with all the changes going on within the woman's life. For 9 months, her body hasn't belonged to her. She's had to live for somebody else other than herself, in addition to herself. But you're fulfilling the needs of your unborn child, and then when that child leaves, if the body doesn't have the ability to reset itself properly, then you can get postpartum thyroiditis. What would be important to help offset that is to make sure that all the mothers, the new mothers, the mothers to be, they all understand the importance of proper breastfeeding and stay away from the formulas. Go to classes beforehand, get the education that you need in order to understand the importance of breastfeeding and how to do it, and make sure that you're going to breastfeed your child, because that'll create a stronger bond and will also help to make sure that your hormone levels go back to normal overall.
So it actually helps the mother's hormones as well as the child to breastfeed.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So can thyroid problems have an effect on a pregnancy even before the child is born?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about metabolic things, and mothers-to-be that gain too much weight or mothers-to-be that don't gain enough weight during their pregnancy, that affects both the mother and the child.
Mm-hmm. So how would a person know if they have the condition? Is there a pain or discomfort associated with thyroiditis?
No, they may not have any outward symptoms, but the thyroiditis, the inflammation of the thyroid itself, when you go in to see your doctor and if you go see your general practitioner and your primary care physician, they should do a thorough evaluation. Part of that should be palpating your neck and getting a sense of what's going on with your thyroid and not looking to create problems, but just simply looking to see if things look normal.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is a goiter, and does that relate to the thyroid?
It does. A goiter is where the thyroid becomes enlarged to the point where you can actually see it across a room. A person's throat is all big and swollen, and, that's typically a goiter.
Is that something you can treat with alternative medicine?
Absolutely. Give them lots of iodine to jumpstart their thyroid again. And that's essentially, I've helped quite a number of patients whose family members have been freaking out because overnight their thyroid swelled and they're like, oh, we have to go see an endocrinologist or we have to get to the hospital, this, that, and the other thing. And the person with the thyroiditis, says, well, let me call Dr. Rick first. And so they call me and we talk a little bit about it and we figure out what's changed and we support them with a proper nutrition for the thyroid. And over the course of 2 or 3 weeks, all the swelling went away without any sort of surgical intervention, without any sort of harsh medications, without any of it.
I think anybody should be able to invest 2 or 3 weeks in their health before going to surgery.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is fascinating. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, a few more questions about the thyroid and a little bit more about what you do as an alternative practitioner.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we've been talking about thyroid concerns, whether you're hyper or hypo, and some of the things behind it. And Mark, you wanted to go in what direction now?
Well, you'd spoken a lot today about the relationship between iodine and the thyroid. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. What is that relationship, and why is it so important?
Well, iodine basically is what the thyroid uses. I mean, it's not just the thyroid. We found iodine receptors in just about every major functional metabolic organ within the body. But iodine is primarily understood for the thyroid, and you have a T1 hormone that combines with three other T1 hormones to become T4. And then T4 gets converted to T3 as it passes from outside the cell to inside the cell. And then T3 is supposed to regulate the metabolism of the cell itself. And if everything's working properly, if it's not, you might get a reverse T3 problem to where T4 doesn't get converted to T3. It gets kicked out to reverse T3, which then blocks T3 hormone. And that creates T3 hormone problems.
So, but you're talking about things on the cellular level.
Correct.
And so each of the cells then needs the iodine in order to function well.
Correct.
And your body then, because the hormones are what causes this relationship between these, the cellular activity?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now one of the things that you hear about quite often, I mean, we had a disaster a few years ago in Fukushima with a radiation leak. And one of the things that you and I live in the Hudson Valley, where we're near a nuclear power plant. And one of the things they say, if there's ever a nuclear disaster, they want you to have iodine to help offset some of the consequences of the radioactivity. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's about?
Well, essentially, if you have enough iodine in your thyroid, then the effects of radiation is going to be minimal. I mean, there's still going to be effects, but you know, the philosophy is that by making sure that you're taking iodine supplementation if you have radiation exposure is going to help to save your thyroid and ultimately save the person. So, yeah, but realistically, if there's a nuclear accident of some sort, yeah, you'll survive as a functioning thyroid, but the rest of you won't be around.
Yeah, okay, so when we get enough iodine, we used to get it through table salt. And nowadays, a lot of salt doesn't have iodine. And even when it does, we're told not to have too much salt in our diet. So what should we do to get enough iodine into our bodies?
Well, supplement it and eat more foods rich in iodine. Kelp is a good source of iodine. Coconut and coconut oil is very, very helpful. There's more research coming out about that every day. And avoid foods like broccoli and whole wheat products because those actually are called iodine interferers. They're called goitrogen-type foods. And, you know, they block your ability to utilize iodine. But again, what I mentioned in the first part of the show, which is the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine that you find in all flour-based products, that actually competes for the binding site of iodine. And so if you're consuming those on a regular basis, chlorinated water, fluoridated, you know, toothpaste, or they put fluoride in salt nowadays, they put fluoride in baby formula, and why they would do that, I have absolutely no idea, but it guarantees that you're going to have thyroid issues as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Now, does some medication slow down iodine absorption?
All medication interferes with the absorption of nutrition. So, yes, medications will affect a person using them, and it will ultimately interfere with iodine absorption.
Is that true of pain medications and antihistamines?
All medication interferes with the absorption of nutrition in the body.
Mm-hmm. So, can I just start taking iodine myself, or does it require a healthcare professional to determine what the proper dosage is?
Well, if you're smart, you want to do it under supervision because you can create problems for yourself. You can hurt yourself. We offer a simple test that helps us determine if you're iodine deficient or not, and then give advice with iodine supplementation. And again, it should definitely be done with doctor supervision because otherwise you may create a problem for yourself.
So what happens if I take too much?
Racing heart. That's the most important thing for people to appreciate. If you have a racing heart, you got to stop the iodine therapy. Nervousness, headaches, skin irritation. Those are the main things that you would notice if you're taking too much iodine.
Now, you mentioned that there's a simple test that you can perform to see if people have enough iodine in their system. Can you explain to our listeners how that works?
Well, if you go to a pharmacy and you get some iodine, you know, we all grew up, maybe some of the listeners haven't experienced this, but being as old as I am, while we grew up, anytime you had some sort of cut, you go into the house and mom would put what on your skin?
Put iodine, right?
Put iodine right on your skin because iodine has antibacterial properties to it. And so if you take some iodine, which you can get from the pharmacy, typically it's 2% iodine solution, and you put a 2-inch square on the inside of your forearm. If you do that when you first get up in the morning, then you just want to watch to see how long it takes for that 2-inch square to disappear. The longer it takes to disappear, the more iodine you have in your system, the less time it takes to disappear. Like, you know, I know of somebody quite intimately that has their iodine saturation disappeared in 45 minutes.
Less than an hour?
Less than an hour.
Wow.
They were tremendously iodine deficient. They'd just gone through a tremendous physical process that depleted them of lots of electrolytes. But getting the right amount of iodine in your system and the test itself should last about 20 to 24 hours. And if it's less than that, you need some iodine in your system.
Well, good to know. Good to know. This has really been a fascinating conversation. And because you say that it's important for people to get the advice of a physician or an alternative healthcare professional who understands these issues to deal with each individual as an individual. So if somebody has a question and they'd like to ask you about their own health concerns, what would be the best way to reach you?
They should always call the office. My phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can always email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. I want to thank you for tuning in this week. I ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station, where we'll be discussing more important topics. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon saying I look forward to speaking with you next week when your health matters.